This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
To Alabama we go, where a new guidance document from the Alabama State Department of Education has recommended games and activities that we all experienced as a kid now be completely removed from schools. These games include tag,
yep,
dodgeball, duck duck goose, and Red Rover.
Rover was like a murder game, man.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've been deemed inappropriate because they have a high chance of embarrassment for students.
Oh, I don't care about the embarrassment. It was the getting hurt is what I thought.
Well, that's what I would have thought for dodgeball. I guess Red Rover, too.
But Red Rover, you stood there with your arms
and
like...
And then you call someone over.
And then they had to try and break through. At least that's the way we played it, where it was like you had to try and break through and good luck if you were a little guy, because...
Right, because you always started with the weakest. Like, Red Rover, we call Chuck over.
Right.
Right?
Well, it was going to be... I'm going to get going to full speed.
I know, but no, I'm not saying you'd be the weakest. Yeah. I'm just saying you'd go, you'd work your way up from who you think would be have the hardest time getting through.
Right.
So is this put in place to protect little fat kids?
I guess just protect kids in general.
Softies.
Yeah.
Actually.
There's not going to be any funny
fat
people.
But it's just softies. Like,
so tag, you can
a couple of my friends,
hurt.
Like Eugene would never have done too well in Duck Duck Goose and...
So here's the official list of inappropriate activities now from the Alabama State Department of Education. Yoga. Yoga is prohibited. I guess, what is it considered too, not sexual, but is it too provocative?
It could be a religious factor involved with yoga.
Was it
too?
Alabama?
Alabama.
Mm. Dodgeball.
Yoga is
religious too.
Yeah,
spiritual.
Like the devil.
Oh, maybe.
Devil stretching.
I thought it just some of the positions.
The devil stretch.
Yeah.
Not sure.
Some of the positions you're in, they could consider inappropriate. I don't know. Like downward dog.
Yeah, I don't know.
No.
Dodgeball, as I said, duck, duck, goose. The goose, what is it? Goose would get up from a sitting position. You try and get.
Everyone's in a circle. This is one of my favorite games.
I love it.
I hated this.
Oh, really? Because I liked it, so I must have... been able to catch people or something. I don't know. But it was like you'd go duck. You'd hit people on the head. Duck, 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 duck. And then you'd pick the slowest one, goose. And then you'd run away.
Yeah, I was always picked as goose because I could never catch anybody.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you were the goose. Yeah,
they've also outlawed giants, elves, and wizards. Also known as crows and cranes.
What?
What the hell?
Never played that.
It's basically the game ends when two students crash heads together.
Hmm.
It's some kind of newfangled thing. I don't know about
That's
it.
Stupid.
Kickball has been deemed inappropriate.
Lisa's favorite.
Yeah.
I love kickball.
Mm-hmm. That was my favorite.
They said there's a potential for embarrassment when a kicker misses the rolling ball, and the opportunity to get players out by hitting them as hard as possible with a thrown ball is also inappropriate.
The ball is pretty soft.
We're raising a generation of pussies. Is
yeah,
what
that's what we are.
Yeah.
Musical chairs.
What?
Could lead to embarrassment.
Well, because
it's just like duck, duck, goose.
Yeah,
duck,
like you're the loser. There's a kid who's the loser.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's the everybody needs to win thing.
That's what it is.
They say in this, this is officially from the Alabama State Department of Education.
Yeah.
It's generally always the same student that tends to miss out.
Well, yeah. Of
Hi,
course.
Guys. That's me.
That's James.
Every single one of these games that you're talking about, I was the biggest loser at.
And look at James.
Yeah, I turned
now.
Out just fine.
Exactly.
There you go.
Semi-deranged pervert on the radio.
Yeah.
So things will work out. It's a happy ending.
Uh-huh.
Semi-deranged pervert. Relay races.
Fine.
Relay races also deemed inappropriate in Alabama.
Why?
They said... student gets 1 20-second chance to go and either succeed or fail in front of classmates. Eagerly watchful eyes could lead to too much embarrassment. God. Man. Dang it. This is ridiculous. It makes me angry. Like, you have to have those moments in life to build character.
Right,
I'm not saying kids should be destroyed, and I don't want to encourage bullying, but you have to have failures in order to succeed, I believe.
Life is full of embarrassment.
And you know, it's funny.
Terrible things.
It's funny because, like... last couple years I'd coach the travel baseball team, but then in the summertime I would coach like a rec ball team where some of the guys, it's like their first time they've ever played baseball, and I've seen dudes not get a single hit you know, not even hardly make contact with the baseball, right? But then on the last day or something, they get a hit. And it's like, it's such a big moment for that guy. And I'm like, but see, that's the thing. Like, you have to fail all those times to have that one big moment. And no, like, there's other kids on the team. They're going to have three hits a day. You know, that's life. Some guys are real good at some things. Some girls are real good at some things. Some aren't. Some got to try real hard.
Man, you just recited my first year of Little League verbally right there.
Yeah.
Every single game, I'd get up there to hit. I would swing and miss. I'd strike out or I'd get a walk.
Yep.
The very last game, I finally made contact with the ball. I got a single. It was happiest moment as my childhood.
That's what I'm saying.
And honestly, I have a kid the same. So Aiden is like naturally athletic.
Yeah.
Scored every game he played soccer. Zane was the opposite.
Right.
But in his last game, he scored 2 goals. And it was like the greatest night of his life.
That's
right.
Awesome.
Yep.
Like awesome. He had such an amazing night.
And if you were too afraid to like have him fail every one of those other games... We did have, I don't know if you guys had anything canceled when you guys went to school. Like, we had a game, I believe it was called Murder Ball, was canceled at our school. Mm. It was, we would have like a lacrosse ball, which is like a Indian rubber ball.
Mm.
And we would line up against this big wall that was our gym wall, and you'd take turns. One guy probably 30 feet away, and he was throwing that thing to try and hit one of you.
That's crazy that you use a lacrosse ball. Because we used you with like a red rubber like kickball / dodgeball. We'd play that game.
Okay, yeah, no, we were using the lacrosse ball.
That's crazy.
And so one of the guys threw the lacrosse ball through the bricks. It broke through the bricks and went into a classroom, and then they said... Yes.
You had Thor in your class?
I don't know. It must have been some weak area of the wall. It broke through.
He threw a ball through a brick, and you witnessed it. This is not just a
crossbow. No. It is what got it canceled at our school.
Murder ball.
A guy threw a ball, and it broke the bricks. It broke right through.
Yeah, we didn't play murder ball.
No, we didn't.
And it was banned the next day.
The only thing, I don't think it was banned. I think we just stopped doing it in our class because a kid fell, was the rope climb. Because this little Indian kid fell and almost destroyed
himself. We didn't have the rope climb.
We did. You know, it was knotted several ways up.
Yeah, like not until high school. We had it in high school, but I never had it in elementary school.
Yeah, we had it, but once that kid fell and almost killed himself, then we...
I always think the same thing. I'm like, you know, not everybody is going to be able to...
But it wasn't taken down. I think other classes still did it. It just we didn't do it in our
class.
Oh,
you guys didn't do it.
John had a comment here. We're talking about Alabama eliminating a bunch of inappropriate activities for kids. What do you think, John?
Well, I actually had a different comment. I had a failure turned into a success story. Okay. I played baseball when I was much younger, and I failed. Like, I was afraid of the ball because I got hit in the head pitch, and it scarred me for a while. But on the final game of the season, I just tried to get over my fear. I hit the ball. I scored 2 runs on that hit, and then later that game, I caught the game winning pop fly, and everyone on my team was so surprised at me because I was failing the entire season.
See, but banning those games would never have let you have that moment. If they realized, oh, you know, John's really embarrassing stuff out there, we should eliminate baseball from the school because he can't handle the failure. Mm. He would have never had that life moment. Someone said, what's next? Getting rid of proms to spare the embarrassment of nerds who can't get dates? That's next, right? There is. The people that can't go to the prom or don't get asked to the prom.
No, there'll be a prom, but you're not allowed to bring a date. That's what it'll be.
It's a prom for everybody.
It'll be
a singles prom.
It'll
there's
be
probably
a prom
places that already do that.
I bet you're right.
That already do singles prom. Like, you can't bring a date. It's just
not about dates. It's everyone gets to go. Everyone dresses up. I am shocked, actually, that that's not the way it is. Isn't one of the worst things of all time being kind of like a bit of a chubby guy?
Yeah, but then
and trying to find a girl.
Those are the moments. Yeah. It may not always. That could be you for the rest of your life. But those are some of the moments that like change people's lives for the positive. Those are like some of the nerds that went on to be millionaires and billionaires. And they never got asked to the prom. And
yeah.
they turned their life around. They did something with it. Others maybe just continue to be nerds for the rest of their lives and they never get asked anywhere. But Tom had a comment. Hey, Tom, how are you?
Good. How's it going, guys?
Good. What do you think?
I was just talking about dangerous games we used to play. We used to play this game called Grounders, where one person would be had their eyes closed on the jungle gym, and everybody had to run around. They had to tag him, eyes closed on, you know, elevated surfaces on the jungle gym.
Oh, man.
Well, that sounds incredibly dangerous.
Extreme Marco Polo.
It was like called Grounders because everyone fell to the ground.
Wow.
Now I get it.
Someone said Red Rover is so dangerous, can't believe that game is loud. No, it's not. You must have missed it. Red Rover's banned.
And I'll say the school that I went to, like the elementary school, we must have went through four different playground designs because they would, like, all of a sudden we'd come to school and there'd be this brand new, like, play area. And I was like, oh my God, amazing. Someone would almost get dead. And then it was gone. Like, they ripped it out. And they put something new in. And then someone would fall. Like, kids are always going to find the way to fall and get hurt on anything.
Yeah.
And they must have changed it four or five times
kids
to try and make it safer.
Guys, rather, in Boston and other parts of Massachusetts saying they had that game too, Murder Ball, but they would call it Suicide. And they used a tennis ball, not a lacrosse ball like you guys used.
Oh.
Tennis ball's still pretty.
Yeah, we used a regular dodgeball for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we weren't allowed to take the dodgeballs out of the gym. The dodgeballs were like, we only got to play kickball with one of those sweet utility balls during gym class. Like, we couldn't take one out. So, but tennis balls were for, like, foot hockey. We'd play foot hockey. And then the lacrosse ball was for murder ball.
That's wild. Somebody threw through the bricks.
It just snapped them. Just broke them.
It's funny, those your playground stories, because I remember, like, when I was a kid, looking back on it, the playground I had when I was in elementary school was like a prison rec yard. It was like these swings with chains, and kids would try to flip over the thing, to catch when we'd fall, they put wood chips down.
Wood chips. We had wood chips,
And then they were like, maybe the wood chip's a bad idea. Let's go stones.
Stone. Oh, they tried like the little pebbles?
Yeah, there were little pebbles that you'd get in your knees when you'd fall.
I remember.
What was your most mortifying moment in school? We were pantsed, weren't you, Chuck? Was it you that was pantsed?
I was pantsed, but not at school. That was like at a beach one day, like at my parents' camp. Mm. So I can't really say that was it. Boy, I don't know.
I never really had a mortifying moment, thankfully.
That's good. Yeah. Mine were a little mortifying.
That's me. Like, every day was mortifying.
Yeah, there wasn't like one, you know, like Carrie moment.
Yeah.
Well, thank God. You would have been much darker than you are today, I think, if you had a Carrie moment.
Yeah, imagine having somebody read a note you read to a girl you liked.
Oh, no.
In front of everybody.
Did that happen?
Yeah, it happened to me because I was too much of a wuss to actually like talk to a girl.
Oh,
the girl I had
awful.
A crush on, I wrote her a note like, hey, I really like you. I think you're pretty.
Yeah.
I don't know if you would want to be my girlfriend or something along the lines of that. And I like snuck it in her coat pocket. And she ended up like finding it in front of her like really popular female friend.
Oh.
And they all decided to
have
an open reading amongst the entire sixth grade class.
That's awful.
Sixth grade. That sucks.
So. That is exactly when my moment happened. It was sixth grade and it was similar. It wasn't a note, but freaking Cameron. Cameron told Gail Perry that I liked her in front of everyone in the class.
Yeah.
And it was like a total like beat red, embarrassing one. Everyone made jokes and then Gail didn't speak to me for a while.
Oh yeah, because
didn't want to be associated. Little did they know she was then my first kiss later.
Ooh, oh, turned it around.
Turned
that
it
day.
Around. Little Gail Perry.
I wish my story had a happy ending like that. Instead I just, well, she was embarrassed because a nerd like me liked her and nothing ever happened from then.
I would never even dream about writing anybody some kind of love note.
No, that's my secret.
I knew the answers already. No need to ask. I got it figured out. I'm in a rugby suit.
You never wrote a love note to anyone? You were just,
no.
You knew that.
Never wrote a, no need
well.
For me
like,
to.
The closest I'll ever get to these girls, these female humans, is being friends with them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just gonna have a lot of friends.
No notes.
We're talking about the fact that Alabama has deemed a ton of activities as inappropriate now, including tag, dodgeball, duck, duck, goose, Red Rover, because of a high chance of embarrassment for students. Chuck had a comment here. Good morning, Chuck. You're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak. What do you think?
Hey, good morning, guys. Love the show. So, kids,
are brilliant. They're going to find a way around. They're going to deem that game inappropriate, and they're going to find another more inappropriate game. They're brilliant, every one of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's no way.
Yeah, and you know what? If you're trying to, like, eliminate bullying, you'll never do that. It's unfortunate, but you won't. Like, they'll pick other things to tease that kid about.
Yeah.
That you'll never be able to get rid of. This is extreme. Sneezed and farted at the same time in elementary school. Got called Snarf Boy for 3 years.
Oh, terrible.
Oh, that's a moment that'll stick with you. My girlfriend beat me in wrestling in sixth grade. Never lived that down.
I'll tell you, I almost had one because I remember at a school assembly, I ripped. It was like a silent one.
Did it smell?
It smelled, but it was also I had a little.
Oh man!
Chuck.
Dude, but so the thing was, it was like done. The assembly was done, and then we got to go home, and I went home for lunch. So it was like I avoided any kind
super
of
lucky because you had poop in your pants.
Somebody was looking out for you.
I was like, I couldn't tell, you know, when you're like, I might have.
Something's going on, but I don't know what.
It wasn't good.
I can't get any intel.
I don't know what's going on, but I got to go home. And so it like, I was like, I saved the terrifying discovery. Yeah, terrifying discovery.
That is funny. You got to like interact with people.
I don't know how old I was, like, you know, like grade two or I don't know what grade I was in. It was terrible. But, you know, like you'd be in the whole school. Like we had from kindergarten all the way to eighth grade. Everybody's in that gym. So it could have been,
been the worst.
Bad. It could have been the worst thing.
If you had more than a
shart. Oh, man. It could have been
that
real
That would have
bad.
Been your school career, dude. You would have been known as the kid who crapped his pants in the assembly.
I wouldn't be here right now.
Voice-changing technology. You'd be more famous. Anonymous, how you doing? You're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Might be.
How you guys doing?
Good. What happened to you?
So, I was in school, and it was Valentine's Day, and I decided to tell this girl I had a crush on, like, forever. She was a family friend. My sister's, like, best friend. Like, I knew this girl forever, that I had a crush on her. And I found out, you know, I did it. I laid it all out. And I found out a couple of weeks later from a buddy of mine that while I was doing that, my fly was open and my pecker was hanging out.
Oh, my God.
That's
terrifying.
That's not the setup you want for that.
No, it's not.
No. You know,
nope.
You want to have stuff sealed. Sealed
Did
away.
Did everyone know this?
I assume so, because I don't know how my friend knew about it unless she told him, because I obviously didn't know about it.
Oh, my God, dude, that is brutal. So your dong's out while you're confessing your love for someone in elementary school?
Jesus.
This person said, my worst moment when I accidentally called my teacher mom in front of the class. Excuse me, mom?
Oh.
As dumb as that sounds, those kids probably never let them live it down. So we've been talking about the fact that Alabama has declared a bunch of stuff inappropriate now, including like tag and duck, duck, goose. But we think there's moments that'll embarrass you they'll never be able to remove. Like Rico had one himself. Hi, Rico.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's the school moment you were totally mortified by?
Love y'all show, guys. And Lisa, let's see, I farted on the school bus after eating a lot of collard greens and chocolate from down south.
Was it bad? Was it bad?
What happened?
Yes, it was horrible. The bus driver put me off the bus. I had to walk home.
In front of everyone on the bus that kicked you off because of your collard greens fart?
Yeah, get out.
Yes, I was in high school. I was a senior in high school.
Oh,
she said, "You fart one more time." You know how you walk across the, you walk across the schoolyard and you're going to catch the bus. I was walking across the schoolyard, so I was letting them loose. But it was one of those silent but deadlies that was following me around.
Oh yeah, they just snuck up on you.
Following me, following me. And when I got on the bus, I just wore it out.
Yeah.
The other people on the bus were sticking their heads out the window. That's how bad.
Oh my God. God, Rico.
Oh, that's terrible.
And then you had to do chocolate. The fart walk of shame.
Yeah, it's no good.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Memo to self, don't mix collard greens and chocolate.
Yeah, no, you don't want to do that. Not in copious amounts.
Thanks for calling in, dude. You have a good day.
You too, bro.
See ya.
See ya, man.
I love collard greens.
Yeah?
Oh,
yeah,
I really do.
I've never had them.
Cooked with a little bit of like ham and, ooh, they're good. Someone said I slipped in the mud in gym class, butt was covered, looked like I pooped my pants. That's never lived that down. Something as simple as slipping in mud, even though it's not really poop.
Doesn't take much. Like, it doesn't take much, and you can be done.
Yeah.
Dan.
Hey, so I was in wrestling in 7th and 8th grade. 2 years, didn't win a single match. And to make it worse, in 8th grade, we had one girl on our team, and when I was practicing with her, I had a boner in my singlet.
Oh, Dan. Oh, Dan. No, Dan.
Oh, no.
They can't do that. I'm sorry. I mean, listen, all for equal rights, but you can't, at 8th grade, put a girl... I'm going to roll around on the ground with
a
girl in a singlet.
Well, they're hoping to God you can keep it together.
You're not, but you can't. You can, but your boner can. It's got a mind of its own.
Oh, man.
You're putting people in a horrible situation. Oh, James, just tell us. You made a face like you just have to tell me what you just read.
I got you all beat. At prom, I had on a pad as backup, and it fell out on the floor.
Oh, my God.
What?
At least it happened during prom.
Like it was a girl.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah. And so at the end of the school year.
It fell out.
I couldn't tell if that was James's story.
Yeah, no, that's why I said,
oh, sorry. That was me reading the text.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
No, I did not go to prom. I was going to the
loser. He wasn't wearing a pad.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I saw his face. No. I'm like, oh, he's going to start typing it. I'm like, just read it to me.
Yes.
That poor girl.
I keep thinking about Chuck's near. That could have changed your life. Your fart.
I know, man. No, I know.
And you can't get a status report from your butthole sometimes. You're like, brain to butthole, brain to butthole. I know it's bad back there.
No, I couldn't stick around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I just, the second it happened, it was kind of like as I was getting up. You know, everyone's sitting like cross-legged on the floor and that painful gym floor.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And then it was like, oh, it's done. It's time to go. And I got up and it kind of squeaked out. And I was like, whoa, wait. Because you know you're a very, you know your butthole. And I was like, yay. You didn't do the best job right there.
Damage report, butthole.
Yeah.
Like, nobody's answered.
That's not looking good. So I just left.
We have a breach. Oh, listen to this. I mean, this would have been funny to see, I think, if they weren't injured. Fell down a flight of 40 stairs in the school cafeteria in the middle of lunch in front of the entire school.
Ooh, that's
That'd
terrible.
Be like something I'd do.
That's I'm surprised you didn't fall. I am.
See, I turned falls into triumph. I did a series of videos for my high school that were called Hallway Safety. And it was just me sliding around. Like, there'd be a piece of paper on the floor, and I'd be like, like fall down. Yeah. I was super into Chris Farley at the time. Oh, man. I hurt myself a lot. Like, I'd fall down stairs, flights of stairs.
God, no.
Just screaming. Oh, it was awesome.
Oh, no, you guys. This is so bad.
It was a hit.
Shanna texted us from Atlanta. She said, because I was such a slow runner, I used to be forced to race against the Down syndrome girl during relay.
That's only bad if you lose.
True.
Yeah, but
you still got a victory if you win.
You want to win.
Do you win? Do you? I mean, you try.
Yeah, you win and you rub it in.
You have to win. God. In that situation, you have to win.
Oh no!
Have to win.
Yes. Rob's up next.
You do whatever it takes.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Rob, so Alabama declared a bunch of activities inappropriate, like dodgeball and duck, duck, goose. But we say no matter what you do, kids will still be embarrassed at school somehow. What happened to you, Rob?
Well, first off, Boca Raton.
Boca Raton.
So, 7th grade, right, we're changing for gym. And I'm in the locker room, I'm chatting to the guy next to me, whatever, and I'm not paying attention. Take my sneakers off, change my shirt, take my pants off. Put my shoes back on, didn't realize I didn't put my gym shorts back on, ran out of the middle of the gym.
In your underwear?
Nothing but my boxers.
Oh, Rob. Mm. That's embarrassing. I mean, it could have been worse. They could have been tidy whiteys or something.
Way worse,
but,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, they weren't tidy whiteys. I graduated by that point, but it's still not a good look, and I didn't live that one down for a long time.
No, I'm sure. 7th grade in gym class in your underwear?
When I would change in gym class, the... you'd need such a high speed camera,
light speed,
to catch how fast I pull my drawers up and down.
Yeah. Like it. Yeah, that's how I did it every day.
It was like a flash of light.
Yep. I still do it that
way.
Yeah,
me too.
That was off and on. That was off and on. That was a change.
Come on.
Yeah, that was. Looks like one motion.
Like the Flash putting on pants.
Anonymous is on with Dave and Chuck the Freak. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. You?
We're okay, thanks. So what happened to you?
All right, so it was like eighth grade at the end of the year, and we had to do a three-page long speech in front of the whole class. I got about a page into this speech and just started getting tunnel vision and blacked out, passed out on the ground.
Oh, oh my God. Oh,
can you imagine a nerdy dude giving a speech and starting to, like, hyperventilate?
Here's my presentation on Old Man in the Sea. Book report by Charlie Urquhart.
I don't think he's doing okay.
There was a guy who was in a boat and he caught a giant fish and dragged him out to the middle
you
of the
sea. You suck!
He's crying.
You gonna cry?
Oh, is he passing out? Charlie's going black. Sir, Charlie's gonna pass out.
Oh, there he goes.
Charlie's down. Charlie's down.
I'll tell you what. That just actually reminded me of my book report of The Old Man and the Sea and Jaws and how you could somehow try to mash them together. And I had a thing where it just in my brain, I had a whole thing memorized, but then oceanographer, I was supposed to say like he was an oceanographer and blah, blah, blah. And I kept saying oceanographer.
Oh man. Through the whole report.
Oh, no.
I kept saying it. And every time That's I said awful. It, it got huge laughs.
Yeah.
And I just, How many times did you say it?
It was in my speech like a million times, it seemed
and
like.
You said it every time?
Every time. It was like a mental block. I was so nervous, and it was like, yep, that was high school. That was terrible. Oh, it was, at least it was just one class, you know? Oh, it was bad.
A friend of mine messaged me saying,
"Oceanographer, that's wrong, guys. I know what's wrong, guys."
So my buddy said that in grade three, they all had to take choir. It wasn't like voluntary. You had to do it. In choir practice, the school was so hot. And I wasn't feeling well. I was on the top riser. Next thing I know, I threw up all over my friend's back.
Oh, God.
Worst thing is my mom made me bring him a pack of Lifesavers the next day to say sorry. It was so embarrassing.
Sorry I threw up on you.
Sorry. There's orange in there and there's slime. And there's a pineapple flavor. Each one represents a different kind of sorry I am. So it's a rainbow of sorry. I accept your apology and the Lifesavers. It's all right.
Oh, man, that's bad.
Butterscotch is my favorite, though, if you can just get some of those. Geez,
my mom just got the fruit kind. I just
That's not that good.
Oh.
This one got nominated as Homecoming King and won.
Mm-hmm.
The teacher that read the winning names out loud for King and Queen hesitated, though, when they saw my name and said, well, in a surprising victory, Chris is the Homecoming King.
In front of the whole school.
Oh, nice.
What? Douchebag teacher?
I saw it. I had a crazy teacher in fifth grade, and there was this, like, other fat kid in the class. His name was Nathan. And he was acting up, right? And this crazy Mr. What was his name? It was Mr. Chalesky. And Mr. Chalesky was nuts. He had a grip ball. He always had a grip ball, and he'd squeeze it to make his hand stronger. He called this kid a box of Twinkies in front of everybody. They came over and kicked his desk, and he tipped over in it. He was stuck in it.
No.
A box of Twinkies. And then a kick. Yeah. And like he hit kind of like a bookshelf, and a couple of books fell down.
Oh, that poor guy!
Oh, Jesus!
He was on my baseball team.
He had the ball in his hand.
Yeah, he either had that. He always had the ball, or he'd have the grippers, like the grip one. And he'd be like, and he was nuts. And he'd stand with a leg up, and he'd wear real tight pants. And he was weird looking. He was a weird looking dude. But I just remember watching Mr. Gillette
walk across the. Oh,
wow!
He just kicked his desk over, and he's too fat to escape. I better mind my P's and Q's, Mr.
Wait a minute.
I'm not talking anymore in class.
Mr. Zaleski pulls no punches. He destroyed Nathan. He destroyed him.
I can't even imagine a teacher kicking a fat kid over anymore.
No, you know, the desk in one piece.
Oh, yes.
Just one motion. Bam! Yes, yes. Oh, my
God. Timber!
Book!
Oh, well.
That poor guy. That poor guy.
It was something. That just came back to me. Mr.
Do you think Nathan still remembers to this day and is just
there is no way
traumatized?
If Andy remembers, I guarantee Nathan remembers.
Dude, there's no way. He does.
Unless it's like one of those Wolverine memories. His
where
brain
had,
is
like it had to be let go.
Right.
Yeah.
No, he
had
remembers.
To bury it.
Oh, man.
Oh. That guy was pissed off.
Dude, Mr. Zaleski was no enough. Joke. He was a math teacher. Everybody hated his class.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yep.
Yikes. Oh, man, Nathan piped up a couple too many times, and I was like, jump the button. Oh, wow. I made like the, I think I made that R2-D2 noise when he got shot.
I was like, that is my nightmare.
Oh, what God.
What a craphead that teacher was.
He's dead now, but.
Well, sure. Rest
yeah,
peace.
Well, yeah.
He was nuts, man.
Mm. Okay, so here's what's happening. Alabama has said there's a bunch of stuff you can't do anymore in their schools, like duck, duck, goose, kickball, that kind of thing, because it's inappropriate and it would lead to too much embarrassment for kids. But we figure you'll always be embarrassed no matter what, and there's other ways to get embarrassed. For example, Ryan had a moment that he wanted to share with us. Hey, Ryan, how are you?
How's it going, guys?
What's up, Ryan?
So sophomore year of high school, we were at a house party, and this girl went up to the bathroom to go number two. And she had clogged the toilet and couldn't find the plunger, so instead of telling anybody, she just scooped it and threw it out the window.
Oh, my
and
God.
And then it landed on the ground next to us while we were smoking a cigarette.
Oh.
And we called it Scoop the Poop for the rest of our high school.
Hey, Scoop the Poop!
Hey, Scoop the Poop!
Scoop the Poop!
Oh, man.
Oh, that's a bad nickname. The poor moment, you're at a party as a woman and you've got to poop. I mean, as any, yeah. as a guy even, but...
It's bad.
And then you clog the toilet and you got to throw it out the window. Yep. A nightmare. Her nightmare. Josh, your embarrassing moment happened in second grade. What was it?
Oh, yes. How you guys doing?
Good.
I was on the playground chasing this girl I liked, right? And I was wearing these Velcro pants all the way down to my feet. And somebody came behind me and pulled it right off. My entire pants came off.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we've warned the dangers of tear. I had tearaway pants, too.
Yeah, and, surprised you still don't.
Well,
yeah.
I may.
Yeah, but, I bet you do.
That you could just, they could easily just be ripped right off.
Yeah.
It's not, you shouldn't get your kids those for school.
No.
Because it leads to all sorts of trouble. Jason's up next. Hi, Jason. So what's your story?
Hey, yeah. Hey, gentlemen. What's up? Lisa. Penis balls.
Balls.
Penis.
Hey, yeah, so we had moved when I was younger and moved to kind of a small town, and I'm out on the horses that we moved there like a week late, so everybody knows you're the new kid, right? And so we're out on the playground, and it looked like a prison yard. Like, these people are just, they're going crazy playing football. There's this kid screaming as he runs through the line every single time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, going all nuts. And so I'm like, all right, it's just like a prison yard. I'm like, all right, I'll take out the baddest guy, right? So... We're playing. I go in the next day. I just cream this kid, and I can play ball back up. I can play ball, and so I cream this kid. Laid him out. There was no resistance. I remember thinking, "Wow, what the hell? That wasn't hard, you know." And I get up, and everybody's like, "What's wrong with you? What the hell are you doing?"
Oh no!
The kid was a special needs kid, oh. And they're just handing him the ball to be nice.
Oh,
and you destroyed him.
Like the worst. He was.
There were parents that wanted me kicked out of the school.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It was there for like 2 days.
You lit them up.
Yeah.
You lit them up.
Yeah, I did. I lit them up.
Oh, Jason. Oh, that's bad.
Oh, man. It happens.
I guess it does. This next story, I guess, has a little twist to it. Voice changing technology. Anonymous. How are you doing, Anonymous?
Good. When I'm from a small town, you know, graduation class, about 60, and when I was in fifth grade, we were going on a field trip, and there was this girl, she always got teased, you know, I was kind of on the popular side, well, she always got teased, she was just a dark redhead with freckles and stuff, and around the school bus and her period starts.
Mm-hmm.
So the whispers start real quick, you know, because there's stains on the seat she wasn't prepared for, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And so as soon as the whispers started, you know, I knew that this girl couldn't handle it. So I stood up on the bus and I started hollering, you know, stop, I gotta go to the bathroom, I gotta go to the bathroom. And she put the focus to me, and, you know, my teacher was telling me to sit down, while I sat down, got a little quiet again, and they started whispering about Mary again. So I stood up and literally squeezed as hard as I could and pooped my pants.
You crapped your pants to just take the embarrassment away from a girl who had her period on the school bus.
Really?
You're an amazing man.
It was a valor poop.
You're
it
an
was.
Amazing young man.
It's a
but, like Billy Madison.
But this is the kicker to the story. About a couple years later, I walked in the library, and, you know, it's full, you know, little library, and I was full, and the only seat next to her was, you know, seat was next to the girl. So I went and sat next to her, and I said, "Hi, Mary." She goes, "You can sit next to me, but please don't poop your pants."
Oh,
no, she didn't even realize.
She didn't even realize.
Well, you wouldn't think he was doing it for you. What kid would do that?
He is a little man among men. That's a great moment, dude.
God, yeah.
You're a nice dude. Thanks for calling in.
Mary, I did it for you.
Because didn't you think? I thought it was going to be like, and then me and Mary.
Like they're married.
Out. Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah. No.
She grew up to be super hot.
Listen, you can sit here, but don't fart on me or poop your pants.
I just like the moment where he realized, he was like, I need to do this.
You guys, that's amazing. What kid would think of that? And would even
she knew she would be so. You pooped for me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Jesus.
You're damn right I did. That's how you know I love you.
You pooped for me.
You're my knight in stinky armor.
Yeah. It did stink.
Mm. Oh, what a moment!
Somebody stop the bus! Someone, please.
I must defend Mary's honor.
Yeah.
The best way I know how.
These ones are a little more PG. I told my entire class I was going camping. And they said, oh, where are you going camping? I said, my backyard.
Oh.
He says the teacher laughed the hardest.
Jesus. Oh. Yeah, they were in teachers.
Some people do camp in the backyard.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
You can't call it camping then.
Ripped my pants during recess in fourth grade. I had tidy whities with frogs on them. I was called frog butt for the remainder.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. That's what I mean, frog butt?
Be careful what you do with your kids. You can't give them fourth grade. They can't be wearing frog boxers.
I'm just remembering all these horrible teachers I had that, like, they all were, like, different kinds of freaks. Like, we had this guy named Mr. Gagnon. He had a mole that would bleed.
Jeez.
It was wild. It was a big old neck mole, man. It would just bleed.
Oh, God.
I would have. I did, but I was like, that guy showed a porn accidentally, too.
Oh, my God.
A bunch of eighth graders.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you could survive probably back then.
Right.
Going to take a few more quick calls here. Voice changing technology. Anonymous, how are you?
Hey. Hey, you know who this is?
No.
No.
This is Bigfoot.
Hey, Bigfoot, come on!
Stop interrupting the show.
Stop it! It's a harassment.
Oh, he's driving off.
How'd you get a license? You know,
I couldn't go to school because they couldn't take my picture. I was always so blurry.
Yeah, right. That's true.
Oh,
that's
so you're going to go with more Bigfoot stuff.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah,
Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Work right. better as
all
just
right,
a
see
greeting.
See you, Bigfoot.
Going to wrap it up then, yeah. Bigfoot.
We probably see that.
Yeah.
Work better as just a greeting.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah. And then when he went.
Then cool. Drive
I thought
off
he had
sound.
More. I thought he had more.
Never go full Bigfoot.
Regular line here. Ryan. Hey, Ryan, how are you?
Sometimes I do.
I'm doing all right. How about you guys?
Good. So the embarrassing school moment that you remember.
Alrighty. Actually, I did this to my friend. We were in high school, and we got back from a standardized testing, and all the people came back. He was talking to the teacher, so I decided to pants him, but I accidentally took everything down.
Oh, my God.
And his dick was in... Oh, excuse me. He was in front of the teacher. Ooh.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah, that...
Oh, yeah. You would be mad.
That's a
yeah.
Point.
I'm pretty steamed. Oh, jeez.
This one, sixth grade, my testicles weren't set, and they ended up twisting. I went to the teacher because I was in so much pain, needed to go home. They called me Twister for the rest of my time
God,
in school.
Oh, my God, it got out.
Jesus.
Got out.
How did it get out? Who let that out?
I feel like, you know, back in the day, if a teacher found out, like, oh, his balls were twisted.
Yeah.
You know, like, they didn't care.
Dude, they used to not care. Yeah. I saw a guy kick a kid over in a desk.
I know. I know.
Different times.
Yeah. Oh, this poor guy. We had one kid that would faint a lot.
He's like one of those goats.
Yeah.
He would faint, especially during sex ed, a lot. Well, the female reproductive system had him on the floor in record time. So then anytime...
Yeah, he's down again. He's breathing, though.
You know when you pass out, you do that weird breathe?
Struggling for oxygen.
Right, when they get knocked out.
Yeah.
Today we're discussing the female vagina.
And he wakes up and there's boobs or something, and then he's back out.
Oh, just I had a worst nightmare. Oh, gas!
Anytime we knew something embarrassing was coming like that, we'd just stare at him. Poor kid.
Oh, man. That's a terrible brutal. Reaction. That's it's a like, terrible it's, reaction.
It's like embarrassing fainting almost. Yeah. Like you're overcome.
Oh, poor guy.
I do feel bad for a lot of these people.
And I'll tell you, I couldn't help but just die laughing, because I die laughing at those people on those slingshots that fall. That,
oh, me too.
That
I pass love those. Out. I love those.
You know, if you just pass out in class, I mean, I am going to be...
I remember taking sex ed super seriously, because early on, even, I'd watch a lot of Cinemax and things, and I was like,
oh, yeah.
I'd like to do this. I want to take this one
I'm
seriously.
Sure.
It's important
sure that this is fun. You're in the front of the class.
It's like, I have so many questions.
Raising your hand. Andy, yeah. You have another question?
Yeah, it's like, where do you put it? So, like, I'm to believe that I put this and that. How many times you put it in there? What's that? All right, let me drag that down. Drag that down.
He's got like glasses.
Yeah, I brought some spectacles in just so I could see a little more, a bit more clearly.
And some of the words were blurry, so I wanted to be prepared this time. Really appreciate what you guys are doing.
Is there going to be like a run through some kind of like field test that I get to try this?
It looks pretty fun.
How many times do you put it in? When it's in. What's then? What do I do?
You just leave it in there.
Do I just shake it around? Shake
twist it? What are you doing?
What am I doing with my body?
According to HBO late at night, you just kind of like run into like a girl a couple times.
Just try and smash her, you know?
Oh, embarrassing.
Just try and smash her.
Get the bit.
The most focused Andy's ever been in his life.
That's so true.
Right
most,
there.
The most notes. He has a full notebook. Notebook on it.
Overeats, you say. Now, these things, do they come into play? Or?
Excuse me, can we just hold the lesson? I'm actually drawing the ovaries right now. Just going to draw a little picture of them. There we go. That's what they look like, cervix.
Cervix.
Oh, my goodness.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
What's your messed up family situation? For example, a 27-year-old woman from Phoenix just married her best friend's dad. So now she's her best friend's stepmom. Are they cool with it? We'll get to the story in just a second. But what's your messed up family situation? 1-855-954-6969 is toll free. It's got to be really messed up in order for us to take your call. 1-855-954-6969. You can text us at 46969. It would be like Lisa's mom single all of a sudden, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm single.
Yes.
And I go for Lisa's mom.
Awesome.
And now I'm Lisa's stepdad.
Yeah, amazing.
How
Lisa,
crazy.
Listen to your father.
Lisa?
Oh, my gosh. Actually, I think it'd be more messed up. You've been telling me what to do all the time.
If I was doing Lisa's mom. That would be way more messed up.
Oh, if James was your stepdad. Oh, my God. And you knew. Then you know your mom's into something.
So I think it's time to go clean your room.
Oh, my God.
I don't care if you're a grown-ass woman. Time to go clean your room.
Yeah.
You better listen to your stepdad.
Yep.
That is a weird thought.
Imagine how weird that would be.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what this woman in this story is going through. A 27-year-old woman married her best friend's dad, who's twice her age. Taylor is 27. Kern Lehman is the guy's name. He's 52.
Kern Lehman?
Kern Lehman.
Yep.
Kern. They met through Kern's daughter, Amanda, who's 30. They say it was love at first sight. Taylor says, I thought he was very handsome. They live in Phoenix, by the way. When we first met, I worked with Kern's daughter. She was my best friend, and he was married at the time, and I was also in a relationship. Initially, she had some reservations about dating her friend's dad, but she said she got over it. They actually just got married in May. Did we put the link to this article on the website?
We did not. Not this one.
Okay. But you can... I think I have the pictures of them here. Maybe somewhere. So you guys can see just what they look like, because in color it's better.
Huh.
So there... There's the dad. That's Taylor.
Kern's in pretty good shape for an older guy.
He is. Yeah, he is. So that's,
and which one is he dating?
That's his daughter. This is his now wife. They were best friends. Now she's her stepmom.
That's crazy, huh?
Yeah.
But I mean, I do know... I know a situation where this basically went down.
Something really like this?
Yeah, almost exactly like it. This guy, this girl's dad... went for one of her friends. Yep.
And did they actually
yeah, they were together for a while.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not cool with that.
No, such a mind F.
Like your dad, that's weird.
And then I know another situation where someone's dad tried to pay someone like $1,000. Let me do stuff, you know.
Wow.
That's someone's dad. That's a mess. That's a mess. Like a best friend. That's messed up.
So, Taylor said she had some reservations at first. At the beginning, she said, my parents were concerned. My mom was upset that this was my friend's dad.
Well, could you even imagine the mom?
No. But now they say all their families approve. They say, though, it's in public, people still think that she's
his daughter.
Yeah,
one of his kids.
They always say, oh, your daughter can sign this, or get your daughter to fill out this. But she said it doesn't bother her.
Laughs.
They're used to it. She said their attraction is more than just skin deep. So we hit it off. We like the same music. We're both kind of old souls. I fell in love with him for his personality. It made him so attractive. He's fun. He's outgoing. We both like to party, and he's charming. Now they've had the talk about the fact that he's obviously likely going to die first.
Mm-hmm.
They met with a trust and an attorney.
Yeah, she'll have to take care of him soon.
Mm-hmm. They have no plans for having kids. She said it's not something she's wanted anyway. And he's a retiree. Well, they have lots of fun times together, she said. So weird, though, that she started out as friends with the daughter and now she's married to the
daughter. Yeah, it's just, you know, I don't know. I mean, to me, you would assume you put someone into a category. Like a...
non-bangable
like
category?
Just a not even think about it category.
Yeah, because most... daughters wouldn't be cool with that.
No,
I don't think so.
That's no.
Pretty rare.
Most daughters, even if you didn't know the person, wouldn't be cool with you being with someone who's their age.
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
As a dad.
So what's your messed up family situation? 1-855-954-6969. Voice changing technology.
Smart.
As our first anonymous caller joins us. Hey, Anonymous.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. So what is it?
All right, so I met my future stepmom in a gangbang.
Oh, my
sweet
goodness.
Lord.
My God.
In case people couldn't understand, you met your future stepmom in a gangbang.
That's how you met her.
Wait a second. Hold on. Did you have sex with your future stepmom?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's weird.
So you know.
She's younger than me, though. She's younger than me.
How did your dad end up with her?
Well... she used to be a stripper.
Yeah.
And we used to be, me and my buddies used to go down to New Providence, and we became friends with her.
and became friends with her and a bunch of her friends. So she used to go to my house and, you know, drink and, you know, get silly.
Yeah.
So one time we drank too much, and then we all got together and we just kind of started gangbanging.
Yeah.
So she kept coming over to my house, and about 2 weeks later, my father was over. They started talking and exchanged phone numbers, and later on, a couple weeks after that, I go over and goes, yeah, I'm dating so-and-so.
Oh, and
I'm
no.
Like, what?
Did you tell your dad, though, that you banged her?
No.
Oh, my God.
No, you can't.
I guess you can't, right? No. I guess you can't. So he doesn't know.
It gets worse.
Oh, okay.
It's worse.
Yeah,
it gets worse. Lisa can't understand.
Hold on.
Lisa can't wrap her Lisa
on.
Head around
Hold
how
on,
it could
I'm
be worse.
On a seatbelt.
Hold on. Go.
Okay. So it gets worse. So she got married.
Reception
before the wedding. Oh. Yeah, so it had me and all my buddies were there.
Oh no!
So we all looking at each other, you know, thinking, "Hey, this girl here, her bridesmaids." So it was me and my buddies on one table, and her friends that we pretty much all had a gangbang. Were pretty much in the same table.
Okay,
with dead silent.
What happened?
And then what happened was my future stepmom got a little bit drunk and kind of go, so we have skeletons before the wedding. Me, your son, and his friends, and my friends have a gangbang.
She said it at the wedding.
Your future stepmom was a whore and is still a whore, I guess. Your mom's a whore. All right, thanks for calling in. Your now mom's a whore.
I don't know. See, I think you just, I mean, he did the right thing, though. You don't say anything because, number one, the dad probably doesn't care. Like when you're of a certain age, though, you stop caring about any of that stuff. You just don't care. The son thing makes it weirder, but I mean, you don't care. Like whatever your past is your past.
But you can't tell. I agree with you. The dad may care, but you just can never mention it.
No.
Man, you guys, there's so many messed up family situations. I just found out my cousin and I are actually brothers. My mom and her brother-in-law hooked up.
Man.
So I have a cousin brother. I'm an identical twin, and I dated my twin's baby daddy after they had the baby.
Oh, man. See, the twins are weird, man, because they spend a lot of time
together.
So, like, even if one of them has a boyfriend, I always wonder about that. It's like, okay, well, one of you likes that guy.
Like to share.
Well, I don't
they
know.
Like the same things.
Well, that's
people.
The thing, you know, like you end up liking the same things. And like, so one person gets sick of that, the one that was actually with them. But then the other one is like, oh, well, you know, like that person's great. They treated you so great. You just don't realize, you know, it's weird.
This is the dad in this story looks like, was it Sergeant Slaughter?
I mean, not exact. No. Sergeant, he's way better looking than Sergeant Slaughter.
Okay. Got a Sergeant Slaughter vibe from him. There's a 27-year-old woman from Phoenix who we're talking about. She just married her best friend's dad. So now she's her best friend's stepmom. What's your messed up family situation? Jeff is up next. Hey, Jeff, go ahead.
Hey, guys, how are you?
We're good.
First time caller, long time listener.
Thanks, man.
So my mom is dating my 20-year-old friend from work, and she's 45.
So he was your friend before your mom met him?
Yes, and they're currently living in a house that I own.
Oh, my God, dude. Your friend has shacked up with your mom. How's the friendship going?
Oh, terrible. I hate him.
Of course.
Yeah.
So what about, like, Thanksgiving and all that, like, family gatherings? What happens?
Currently, I'm not even talking to her right now, so I'm not 100% sure how that's going to go, but we're going to figure that out. I'm getting a new place shortly because I don't live in my house.
You're letting them stay there, though?
Well.
Yeah, it's my mom, you know?
Oh, God,
that's
dude.
Just it. Like, yeah, it's his mom.
I guess, mom. But your mom has hooked up with your friend
and
moved him into your house.
I couldn't even imagine that.
No, I can't imagine
that.
My mom dating one, like my mom dating you.
Yeah, I know.
No, never. The worst.
I'd be exhausted.
Oh, God.
You'd be sending texts. You'd be the worst guy for that to happen to.
Oh,
the
worst. Photos.
Can you imagine the stuff Chuck would be taunting me with if he was with my mother?
Oh, yeah.
That would be the worst situation ever.
Boudoir shots.
Jesus.
Hey, your mom was asleep this morning.
Oh, God.
I took this.
No, listen, it would end up with me brutally killing
yeah,
Chuck.
Yeah, I'd be dead.
Chuck like, would be in cold blood
yes.
dead.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't handle the mental torture he put me through.
No. And as a guy, too, like, I'd realize, oh, Dave would, he'd kill me. He'd, like, I'd be dead. So, like, all these guys that sign up to do this, I don't get it. Like,
no.
You're signing up. Someone could kill you.
All right, so let's take a few more of your calls here. What's your messed up family situation like this woman whose best friend is now her stepmom? What do you think, Kate? What's going on?
So, actually, I have my two biological parents. They had me very young. They both got remarried. My stepmother and my father got married first. My mother and my stepfather were the best man and maid of honor at their wedding. And then my mother and my stepfather had a son, and my father and stepmother are the godparents. So,
wow, so they split up, but they still were really close with all that's, they still kept in each other's lives.
Yeah, yeah, and my two little brothers, even though they're not related at all, they think that they're brothers, too. So I guess it works out for everybody.
That's good.
Well, I mean, it's amicable. I mean, it's not, there's no, like, incestual weird stuff.
Yeah,
it's
just they get along.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's kind of okay. Of all the stories we've heard, that's one. That one's all right.
It's rare.
Christy's from Southwest Florida. What's your messed up family situation, Christy?
Okay, when I was 24, I started dating a man and didn't know he was twice my age. He was 48. Mm. Well, either way, we started dating for 8 years. What ended our relationship is his daughter is the same age as me. Well, she hooked up with my ex, who is my baby daddy, and they got married and had a kid. So one night, my 8-year-old daughter asked me if my boyfriend at the time and I got married, and then his daughter and her dad got married.
I'm what so your make? Florida math has totally confused me. I have no idea what's going on here.
What would your kid have been?
Well, she was at my daughter. My kid was asking me what my boyfriend would have been to her. Would it have been her stepdad or her step granddad?
Both.
Because her daughter married her dad, and if I married him, what would that make her to him?
Oh, it is a shame kids had to do that math.
Yeah, it is. Right? It really is.
Is he my step? Is he my dad, Pa?
He's your granddad.
All these situations just seem like lazy people. Like you're just so lazy. You can't like go beyond.
Yeah, you can't branch like, outside
look
the house.
Outside of
yeah.
Besides what's so close right there.
Man, there's so many other people in the world.
Yeah.
That you haven't slept with yet.
Yep.
This guy said, I have a living situation failure. I live in a shed out back of my ex-wife's house, of which I used to live. Also, her boyfriend and my 14-year-old son live in the house. The shed has power, but that's it. It's 5 by 12 feet. Ooh.
Hmm.
So, like, let's say, Chuck, for example, one day you get divorced.
Yes.
And then you just live out back in a shed.
I might have to.
Patty moves a new guy in.
Yeah, that's
kids
fine.
Live there.
I won't care.
Oh, gosh.
I wouldn't
no
care.
No way.
I wouldn't care at all, though.
Yes, you
they would be more upset by me being there than I would be. I'd be like, it's fine. At least I get to see my kids.
The story.
I use the pool.
The story that's making news is about a 27-year-old woman from Phoenix who married her best friend's dad, so now she's her best friend's stepmom. We wanted to know what your messed up family situation is. Scott from Fort Myers, you're up next. Go ahead.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing good.
All right, so this happened about 16 years ago, so none of the people are together anymore, but I was in a wedding for my brother and his wife, who I had dated when I was 15. And one of the bridesmaids was a girl that I dated when I was 16 from England. And the other bridesmaid was my current girlfriend at the time. So I had two ex-girlfriends and a girlfriend. And my ex-girlfriend was marrying my brother.
So, Scott, you nailed all the bitches, is what you're saying.
Basically.
There was one bridesmaid I didn't, but nobody wanted her anyway.
What a day in your life when you have nailed 3/4 of the female bridal party.
The only one he didn't bang was the battleship.
Wow. Yep. Is that I guess it's a proud moment as a dude. It's a strange moment.
To be honest, I bet you're more freaked out that day because you're like, oh man, they're all. Because I don't think you ever want two girls around talking about how stuff you, that you've done.
Christine, I understand your situation's very bizarre.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Okay.
Anyway, I want to say hi to Lisa, Penis Balls.
Hey, Balls.
So my stepfather, his parents were married for a very long time, and then they separated, and he ended up with my stepdad's best friend.
Your stepfather was married to your mom. Oh, so he was gay.
Okay. No, my stepfather's parents were married, and my stepfather's parents got divorced, and so my stepfather's best friend ended up with his father. So he came out after he was divorced. He was gay, and he ended up with my stepdad's best friend.
Oh, okay.
Right. So, yeah. So it'd be like me and you are best buddies.
Right.
Okay, and then your dad leaves your mom, says, guess what? I'm gay, and I'm like, Dave, I never told you this, but also I'm gay, and I am banging your dad.
Oh, my God. I think that's one worse than him banging my mom. Just banging my dad.
Oh, man.
You guys, get up just to banging it. My dad.
Hey, Dave, I got to send you a text.
No!
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.